A popular site for definitions is out with its word of the year. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
Merriam-Webster says the word of the year is a common one. They. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski points out it's now more complex, a personal pronoun for people who don't conform to a specific gender identity.
The shifting use of they has been the subject of increasing study and commentary in recent years, and especially in the past year. Lookups for they increased by 313% in 2019.
He says on their website other popular lookups included impeach and quid pro quo. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And that pivots nicely into my conversation now live with a Washington Post reporter who wrote an exhaustive profile of an Argentinian teenager's push with the full force of a burgeoning feminist movement behind her to adopt a new form of Spanish and in so doing change what they see, she sees and her peers as a deeply gendered culture. So how engaged are both sides of the gender neutral language debate? It's a sign of the times piece published recently in the Washington Post and at WashingtonPost.com, and it seems the sides are more committed than ever. Joining me live on the WDEL Newsline is Washington Post reporter Samantha Schmidt. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So describe for our audience the main player in this effort, what she's already doing to overhaul the Spanish language. It seems like a large task, and how she came to this cause.
Yeah, so I actually first came upon this when I saw a video that went viral last year of this teenager named Natalia Mira. She was 17 years old in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and she says that she really is not the person who started this movement, but she just became the kind of symbol of it because she was interviewed in front of her high school by this journalist as she was in the middle of this protest about abortion rights in Argentina. Abortion is still illegal, and there was an effort to possibly legalize it last year. And she started speaking to this journalist, and she was very casually and naturally using this totally new form of gender-neutral Spanish that many people in Argentina had never heard before. She was basically swapping out the vowels in many words, swapping out the masculine O or the feminine A with a gender-neutral E. So for Spanish speakers, one example is nosotros is the word for us, and nosotras is a feminine version. She was saying nosotres with an E, or diputades, which is the gender-neutral form of lawmakers. And people were really sort of struck by this because it sounds totally jarring to Spanish speakers, and it really helped spread this across Argentina. And now, in the year and a half since, it's sort of entering the mainstream.
And mainstream, you mean even in the halls of academia, correct?
Yes. So in recent months, at least five different university programs in Buenos Aires and across Argentina have said that they will accept this form of gender-neutral Spanish in classwork, in presentations, in essays. And this is because students have been demanding it. They've been going to their teachers and administrators saying, we want to be able to use this form of Spanish. They call it inclusive Spanish, and we don't want to be docked points for it. And it's actually been used in court decisions. An oversight committee recently announced that judges in Buenos Aires can use this in certain court decisions. The president now, he actually was this week, he's being inaugurated as president, and yeah. In his campaign, he used the gender-neutral form in a few different speeches to young people. So it really is reaching these very high levels in a very short amount of time. It really just started kind of percolating less than 2 years ago.
Sure, and the president clearly knowing his audience to use such gender-neutral language with that younger audience. It mentioned that it's a jarring to some traditional linguists in Spanish-speaking Argentina. How so? As I mentioned, this is an exhaustive piece. I encourage everyone to check it out at WashingtonPost.com. Teens in Argentina are leading the charge for a gender-neutral language. And you spoke to several people of varying ages with respect to how they're not quite on board with Natalia Mira's efforts here.
Yes, and actually, the Royal Spanish Academy is the preeminent authority on the Spanish language, and the Academy has said very blatantly that they will not accept this as a form of Spanish, that the existing grammar already includes both masculine and feminine. And when you talk to people, especially people of older generations in Argentina and really across Spanish-speaking world, they see this as an aberration, as an absurd attempt to disrupt the Spanish language. Some people see it as really artificial and unnecessary. And even some within these kind of feminist movements struggle with it because it's very very difficult, and it's a lot more than just adding one non-binary pronoun, like in English, where we can simply use they, their, them. It really does require you to change the grammar in many words, and it's difficult, and a lot of people see it as this kind of trend that is not going to take off, and it's just being used by young people today to try to make a political statement.
Mm-hmm. And explain that a little more, that internal conflict amongst progressives in Argentina. That is the feminists versus those working towards gender neutrality. You share an interesting story at a rally where Mita and her peers didn't participate in what the feminists were doing at the rally.
Right, and I think it's actually a very interesting debate because there's been a huge effort in Spanish and also in other languages to make sure that the feminine form is seen and used. Because, for example, when you're talking to a group of people in Spanish and you refer to a group of, let's say there are 100 people in a room and 99 of them are women and there's one man, you're supposed to use the default masculine plural form.
Interesting.
Even if it's predominantly women, right? And so over the decades, there's been a push to use both the masculine and the feminine to say todos y todas, for example, for everyone. But now, when you think about it, there's been years of pushing to try to make sure that the feminine form is used. And now there are these young people who are saying, actually, we want to use the gender neutral form. And so there's tension there between rallying around feminine words and women's rights and feminine pronouns and actually trying to make this more inclusive to acknowledge non-binary identities. And I think that some people in the feminist movement will say that this isn't where they need to be focusing their efforts, that they need to be pushing for abortion rights and pushing for gender equality and addressing the high rates of domestic violence and murders of women in Latin America. But when you talk to some of the teenagers who are using this gender neutral form, they're saying that this is just a means to an end, that this is not the goal, right? They're hoping to push for all those other issues, but using this gender neutral form as part of their activism. And they see it as an essential way to include everyone when they're trying to push for these rights. They see this as an important way to push back against the patriarchy, because they think that the way that we speak actually does affect the way that we think about one another and has real life consequences.
Yeah, and that segues beautifully into my final question for you. We hear a lot of flack here in our country for the fact that the they pronoun is being used to be more inclusive of non-binary people, but really it almost seems as if any change in the way we think and speak is a lot easier than some of these foreign language countries, because they really do use the masculine and feminine forms. And you explain that in your piece of comparing German versus Spanish, please.
Right. It's really fascinating. There was this study done by cognitive scientist Lyra Boroditsky, and she did these experiments with German speakers and Spanish speakers, and she was using, for example, the word bridge, which is feminine in German but masculine in Spanish. And she found that German speakers were more likely to describe a bridge with adjectives that were stereotypically feminine, such as beautiful or elegant, while Spanish speakers were more likely to depict a bridge as stereotypically masculine, using words like tall or towering or strong. And she finds that that really does show that we have these sometimes maybe unconscious connections.
Sure.
Where we do consider things as gendered. And if you can do that with words like bridge, imagine how that affects our perceptions of humans. And actually, there were some researchers at the World Bank who earlier this year found evidence that languages with grammatical gender, including Spanish, do actually have a negative causal impact on female labor force participation. And there was another study that I thought was really interesting, looking at Sweden, where they're actually ahead of us when it comes to non-binary pronouns. Their gender-neutral pronoun hen was added to the official dictionary in 2015, and these researchers found that the adoption of this pronoun was actually associated with more favorable attitudes toward women and the LGBTQ community. So there is substantial evidence showing that the way that we speak really can influence perceptions, the way we think about one another, and potentially the way that we treat one another.
Very, very interesting. And not ironically, I realize hen has its own meaning in the Swedish language, but hen in the English language, meaning a female chicken. It's ironic, if nothing else. Another bit of irony that I noted, the main character, if you will, in this piece, Natalia Mira. Mira meaning look in Spanish.
Look
what she's doing to change how our perceptions of non-binary people. Just a fascinating read. Again, really well done. I encourage everyone to check it out at WashingtonPost.com. Samantha Schmidt, she's a Washington Post reporter and kind enough to give us several minutes this morning. Samantha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your interest.
Winter. Outdoor ice skating at the Horizon Services Riverfront Rink. Skate with friends and family under magical holiday surroundings. Get cool.